I didn't know who I was or where I was, yet there were no questions in my mind, only a kind of puzzled resignation. I've no idea how long I lay there, but it can't have been long. Away from its source, the stream cooled, and I was very cold now. Yet this didn't matter. I didn't shiver. I simply lay with the water washing over me, the gravel abrading my raw skin, until at length I became aware that there was someone standing over me. A tall, slender girl, with a pale oval face and silver blonde hair. She stood with her hands clasped in front of her, looking down at me with her head on one side. My first reaction was almost purely animal. Unknown beings were a threat. The leap of my heart carried through to my legs, but my body lacked the strength to respond. I convulsed and fell back, my stomach rising and falling with the effort. How strange the girl seemed. She didn't react at once, only stood watching my struggles. Then she crouched down, hands still joined, and said wonderingly, "This was how they found me too."